from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A general says Ramadi has been liberated. Iraqi Army spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Razul announcing on state TV the city of Ramadi has been liberated. The Iraqi security troops have raised the Iraqi flag over the government buildings. This 7 months after Islamic State militants captured the capital of Anbar province. Iraqi military leaders, however, remain conflicted in their assessments of success in the western city. In contradiction to General Rasul, the head of the military operations in Anbar, General Ismail al-Malawi, said parts of the city remain under ISIS's control. A U.S. military official said Islamic State fighters had been driven out of critical infrastructure in Ramadi, but declined to declare a total victory for Iraqi forces in the city. A twin bombing in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people on Monday, with a suicide attacker detonating an explosives belt as onlookers assessed damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city Al-Zara district. The precise death toll remains unclear, with Syrian state media reporting 19 people killed and the Syrian Observatory of Human Rights stating that 32 were dead. Scores more were wounded. At least 7 people were killed Sunday as the Nigerian army repelled another Boko Haram attack on the Borno state capital of Maiduguri. Soldiers reportedly stopped suspected insurgent fighters on the outskirts of the capital city. Village homes were set on fire. The Sunni insurgency has killed 20,000 people in the last 6 years and driven millions from their homes. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.